We heard earlier that Norfolk County Council are considering more cuts. Lots of readers sent in comments. David Bryan, 55, said, "More cuts? And the news coming out about the NHS isn't good either. The Tories certainly have a grip on this, don't they?" Rodney Hoffman thinks we get the same old rubbish whoever is in. He says, "Every year it's the same old rubbish. Please do tell me what happens to all the money we pay in road tax, increased car parking charges, tax on fuel, the expensive bus fares, etc., etc. I'm convinced it's bad management, with too many overpaid council officials, regardless of whoever is in. Labour, Conservative, Greens, it's the same old rubbish." Timberman added, "Don't suppose they would consider cutting the amount of overpaid managers on more than generous salaries and very expensive index-linked pensions that the majority of us can't afford?" Mr. Tim can't understand why the buses need a subsidy. "How can the buses be operating at a loss when they're so ludicrously expensive? The one time I tried using them, it was about £5.20 to get a ticket for the 6-mile return trip between my house and the city centre. Presumably, you need to mortgage your house if you want to travel much further." And ex-anchovy Timberman doesn't think they need to make cuts. "They don't have to make £125 million of savings. They have more than enough in reserves to cover the cost. It's just that pursuing a Tory policy doesn't come cheap."
The proposal to build a viaduct over the Wensum Valley also drew many responses. Tony Lyon said, "The NDR road is now a reality. It is here. It has to be completed, and the greedy planners, developers, councillors, who knew this all along, will get their grubby hands on the booty. Why not a magnificent, towering, spectacular 21st century or even 22nd when it is likely to be finished?" Neville J has seen it all before. Yawn. Driver and cyclist has a suggestion. "Stop wasting money and complete the road. I'll save you the money of where to put it and tell you already. The B1535 is already there, just widen it." But Just Another Dumpling thinks they should get building. The council says initial traffic modelling shows, unless the link is built, roads to the west of Norwich will see increased queues and delays once the NDR opens. Oh well, what a shame nobody ever worked out that the NDR will make things worse in the area. Oh, wait a minute. Loads of us did. And we were repeatedly ignored and shouted down for stating the obvious. As we now have to have this finished, they need to get on and build the link, starting now, so that the delays are minimised, I beg your pardon. Curious Cat thinks it's a waste of money. £160 million, which, by the way NCC works, would end up being £200 million, for a 3.5-mile route, compared to £200 million for the 12.5-mile route of the NDR. Value for money at four times the cost per mile. Sounds like they're being taken to the cleaners again. LFG says, go for it. Just get on with it and put over the river as it should have been done in the first place. Mr. T agrees. The sooner the better. Do it while all the plant and equipment is on site. And Micro Disney read the article carefully. The river is important for brook lamprey, bullhead, white-clawed crayfish, and Desmoulins wharf snail. Oh, well, fair enough. Not sure how I'd cope any more without these important things swimming around somewhere in the Wensum Valley that nobody ever sees. I guess we'll just abandon the whole project then and inconvenience every motorist west of Norwich. Yes, that's what we should do. And when I'm queued up on Dereham Road, alongside the thousands of others each morning, with my stationary car belching out tons of pollution because I can't go anywhere, at least I can console myself in the knowledge that the Des Moulins Wharf snail is safe and well somewhere, because I really do worry about these things.